For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Listoon Varna. Oh, Listoon Varna. Listoon Varna. How's it going there, everybody?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan. And with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley. Happy whatever it is.
October something.
Happy fall.
Oh, yeah, it's here.
The summer just flew by, didn't it? It's just
actually, it was warm yesterday. Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal Bob Flood, we're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois. WCEV, we're Chicago's ethnic voice. 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you'd always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday. At skinnyhooley.com.
Hooley, we have a nice crowd here tonight for
it
the
is.
Skinny
There's a, there's a buzz
McNeil's.
In the air.
There is a buzz
in the air, yeah.
We've got a nice group of people here tonight at Johnny Wren's place at Lizzie McNeil's on the river. And we're inside tonight, Hooley.
Yeah, we are. It's a little rainy out there. It's fall, yeah. You know, October weather.
So what's new, Hooley?
Oh, Skinny, I'm going to Ireland tomorrow, leaving for
That's
Ireland.
That's right.
That's going to be.
Tell me where you're going. I know
I'm going to Cork City.
For two nights, right?
Yep.
And how many people are going? You got 30 some.
30 even.
Beautiful.
I'm going to Dingle, one of our favorite spots. I remember you had a great experience in Dingle.
Oh, my God.
Walking through the mud pies late at night.
I got to talk to Dean Vallis and tell him that you're there. And
Yeah,
he'll never forget when I told him that I was a homing pigeon.
Yeah, you knew your way home, sure.
Oh boy, that was
just
something.
Just follow the Northern Star.
Yeah, and then oh my God, that was the worst, one of the worst experiences of my life.
That
but
was
it was
two
fun.
Years ago. Yeah, two years.
Two years ago, yeah. But it was a great time. Ireland's always, so you go to Dingle two nights.
And
you go
then to going, or going Cork. To Kilkenny. Yeah. We're going to Slane Irish Castle, which was our sponsor for the movie Hooley. We're going to get a special tour of the Slane Castle and get free tasting and everything.
Where's the Slane Castle at, do you know?
It's actually in County Meath.
Oh, I know where Slane is.
Yeah. They have all these great rock concerts. They've had the Rolling Stones there.
They filmed Braveheart there, part of Braveheart.
Yeah, they probably did.
They did.
I think that's where they threw the guy out the window.
Yeah. That's so, right near where my brother-in-law, Cyril Dunn, is from. Right there.
Oh, I thought he was from Drogheda.
No, he's from Dunchoklin.
Oh. Okay.
Which is right near Slane Castle. They do concerts there and
big
stuff.
Big time concerts, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so, and we're going to have Emer Arkins with us, the all-Ireland
fabulous
fiddler, singer, dancer. Her brother lives in Cork, so I'm sure we'll meet up with her brother, and the two of them will jam some, do some sessions and stuff. And
Dave Durkin is going, and
Dave
a lot
Durkin,
of people from his
got
family.
A huge group with him and his. And you know who else is going? Barry Conley, you know, the FBI guy?
Oh, yeah.
He's going with his wife, Sally.
I hope you're not a target.
He'll be able to protect us. He's a good guy. His son went to Carmel with my kids. We got Dick Haggerty's going.
Is he really?
Yeah. Mike Miller, of course, the chief. Dennis Kearns, Brian Sweeney and his wife. Brian was on the trip a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and Dennis Kearns is the best.
Oh, he's a riot.
You're going to go back to what town was it where they did the Irish, the Chicago flag?
We're going back to Westport after everybody goes back. Dennis and I are going to Westport to shoot some of the documentary on
Weeping
Jim Kearns and the Chicago flag. Yeah. Searching for Weeping Jim.
That's a great story, though.
It is.
And it's really a coincidence that was with us, and that Ed Burke helped us out with the flag
the
and all that stuff.
And everything. And
that was quite a scam when we went there.
I also remember you hiding the proclamation from me.
Yeah, for about 30 seconds.
So that my head would explode.
Yeah. If your head exploded, we would have heard it here. Pete's all right yesterday. We're at the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
And I was showing him some pictures of you, you know, with your lovely wife, Mary, at that demonstration. I said, there's Hooli. And he goes, okay, I think we should have a pool. Let's say whoever can come within 50 pounds of the weight of his head wins. Now, that's a right. Now, can you imagine that? The rights are in the bags.
Yeah, the right making a crack about somebody's head.
Right. And, hey, listen, Hooli, before I forget, I want to congratulate Wally Gannon. Last Thursday, we were playing golf. And we were on the 18th tee, and they were teeing up on 17, and Wally got a hole in one, and I saw the whole thing.
What's a par on the 17?
It's a par three.
What course was this?
It's at George Dunn out in Tinley Park, but it was a sight to behold because I walked around to watch him tee off. I walked around these trees, and I was standing right off the green. He hit it. I almost had a heart attack. I was like, that went in the hole. It was like 2 seconds. I was like.
Was it a tournament? Was there a prize or anything, like a new car or anything?
Yeah, you
like
could win $10.
Oh, $10? Sometimes at those golf
outings. You're playing with the boys. It was just eight of us.
Okay, it wasn't. You can win a car or anything.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
So anyways, but it was pretty amazing. Our friend Wally got a hole-in-one. It was an amazing thing.
So you guys are playing right up to the end.
He held it out. And I want to thank everybody for Sunday. We had over 100 people.
Oh, at the marathon.
The Chicago Marathon. What a spectacle.
Katie Grennan ran it.
Yeah. And I had talked to Katie, and then I was at the finish line when she came across.
Oh, okay.
Yelled down to her. She looked unbelievably good. They say if you want to know what you're going to look like 20 years from now, run a marathon. Take your picture at the finish line. She looked better at the finish line than when she's beautiful, but.
Yeah.
When she crossed the finish line, it was like, oh, my God. She looks like she was for a walk in the park. She did a real good job. But congratulations to Katie, too. And
I saw Morgan McGarry was his third or fourth. He had an incredible time. It was like 3 hours or something.
Yeah,
Morgan
3 hours and 24 minutes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but how about this? Katie, you ready for this?
Yes.
We had a couple of our athletes ran, Special Olympic athletes.
Yeah.
So one of them was running with a guy from the neighborhood, and the guy is really fast. Well, the guy couldn't keep up with him.
Really?
And he lost him at 24 miles.
Really? And
His name is Guy, they call him Guy Connors. He's from Mount Greenwood. He's autistic. He doesn't speak. And he took off. And he was missing for 2.5 hours after the race.
Scared? Yeah, holy cow.
It was a complete panic. We were running around like lunatics trying to find him. But he was smart enough. He went through the finish line, and it's just packed in there, and he just stayed there. And the security, we put it out to all the police, his picture, the security. We had all kinds of people looking for him. But he ran 3:25.
Holy cow.
He's a Special Olympian.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. He went by. He was going so fast. And Morgan is a Marine who
sure
is in tremendous shape.
And a firefighter.
And a boxer. And he's in tremendous shape. And he had about the same time as this kid. So it was a great, great day. And we raised about $190,000.
That's terrific.
So it's all good. Good day for the marathon. Good day for Special Olympics. Good day for all the charities. So
were you glad you didn't run it?
Yes, very glad.
So were we.
Because it just... The last time was horrible.
Yeah.
You can't fake it unless you really put in the time and train.
Did Ricky Barrett run it?
No, Ricky was with me on patrol.
Good. Okay.
He was texting sending the kids picture to all the command center and talking to these FBI guys and all this stuff. So we finally found him, but it was great.
Hey, you know what? We had Dennis Foley on the show last week, and what a great guest he was. And he has the new book, The Blue Circus, and I sent him...
Hooli, by the way...
The podcast.
I haven't had time until lately to get into that book. That book is terrific.
Oh, it is. Yeah, absolutely. The Blue Circus. It's about streets and sand. But I sent him the podcast, and he wrote back and said, Hooli, I'm in the hospital in Champaign. And he was doing a book signing in Memphis at his old college, and an 18-wheeler hit somebody on a one-lane highway, and they got He broke four ribs, tore his liver, and some other organ. I mean, he could have died.
Yeah,
very scary.
Horrible.
So say a prayer for Dennis. A prayer of Thanksgiving that he's okay. His wife, I guess, was with him. She didn't get hurt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know his wife was. He's a terrific guy.
He is a great guy.
Terrific guy. And we tells a great story too.
Yeah, he does tell a great story, and that book is terrific. So check that out, folks. All right, we got to get to our guest.
Wait a second, though. He's going to be up at the Irish American Heritage Center for IBAM with his book.
No, he got some other gig he can't do it that night. I know you saw it in the ad, but he can't do it. But I'll be there, folks.
I know. I just fed that into you. So.
Thank you, yeah.
All right.
All right, we're very happy to have one of our regulars back on the show.
The comedian, one and only.
The comedian, Pat Chase.
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure as always, Pat. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, you weren't lying, Skinny. This is a good crowd tonight.
Yes.
It is?
Definitely a lot more people than I'm used to being here.
Yeah, well, a lot of times you're here in the dead of winter.
Well, actually, the last time I was here, we were sitting on that patio. Oh, that wasn't bad either.
Really nice.
Nice scenery walking around.
Yeah, it's like you're in France or something, right on the river.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
Except I'm with two older guys.
You're with two old white men.
Two old white men. One is retired. The other one, well, I don't know. I'm still halfway
He can't
through.
Retire because he never did what he never knew what he did.
You can't retire when
Somebody
you're doing
Somebody asked me if I was retired, and I said, from what?
From annoying people? No. I got a whole...
I'll never retire from that, let me tell you. So you got a gig coming up, and it's at... Here's the funny thing. It's at my parish, Skinny, in Berwyn, except that I'm going to be in Ireland.
So tell them how you found out about this, Hooley.
I'm walking out of Mass, and they got this big poster in the vestibule, and I went, what's this? And I see Pat's picture. I started laughing. I went, oh, my God, he's going to perform here? They'll lynch him. And then on this Sunday, a guy from the board, the directors of the parish gets up, and he did a very funny bit. He did like an old-time radio guy announcing it with a funny voice and everything. And so I went and talked to him afterwards. His name is Gleason. I can't remember his first name. But he said they only had sold one ticket. I said, come on. We got to get more. So if you're in Berwyn or Cicero, you got to get over there. When
October
is it?
20th.
The show is going to be October 20th at St. Odilo Parish. What
it's
is that?
Great.
On 23rd?
It's on 23rd Street, just off of East Avenue.
Yeah, so it's a fundraiser for, well, it's called the Laugh, what is it, the Laugh Fest or something? Yeah, the Laugh Attack. Mike Yeo's produces it. He does a lot of these fundraisers. So it's a Mike Yeo show. It's called the Laugh Attack.
Now, who's Joey Villanueva?
Joey Villagomez. He's a pretty big name here in Chicago. Does a lot of things. He's been on TV multiple times.
That parish is very heavily Mexican, so he'll draw a crowd, I would think.
I'm pretty sure it'll be.
He doesn't do it in Spanish, does he?
No. He's from Chicago, so if it is, it's just the stuff we know. You know what I'm saying? The dirty words and things like that. But no,
it's all the Spanish we know.
But that's great to be doing. The parish, you said you did other ones at the parish.
I do a lot of these.
But they're fun, right?
They're extremely fun. This one will go, the proceeds, I believe, they go to the school.
St. Odilo School, a great school, I might add.
Absolutely. So all the proceeds will go to the school, and it's just a fun night of comedy. It's a cash bar. I'm sure there's food.
Sure, they'll have great food.
A lot of the parishioners' families come. They donate. Yeah. They bring food. It's usually a good time. I usually meet a lot of fans at these things.
You will.
And I usually have a little two more beers than I would expect at church. You know what I mean?
You'll probably meet Father Tony Brankin. He's my pal. He's the pastor there.
You have to write
but
that
the great thing about St. Odilo's is I try to go to 8 o'clock Mass every day, and the whole school goes to Mass every day.
Okay.
Every day.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Are they forced to, or they love it?
Of course they're forced to. It's Catholic school. First through eighth grade. And it's just so great. You kind of relive it, you know. And Father Brankin is great with the kids. They pay attention. And I'm
sure you did when you were...
Well, I didn't.
They don't still beat them, do they?
No,
they
don't. But
think they should?
He's a very...
some boys they should, yeah.
I'm sure they should.
He's a no-nonsense guy. Actually, a funny story, when my son Patty got married, his wife's friends, girlfriends were there, and they're sitting in the pews chewing gum. And he goes, "Are you chewing gum? It's the middle of the wedding." He goes, "Put that away right now. You don't chew gum in church."
Oh, wow.
It's great. And they were like,
I would have swallowed it and been like,
these were like these sorority types, you know. Put that gum away.
That's great.
Oh, it was. He does. He's no nonsense. But also a terrific guy. And he's an old Southsider. He grew up in Tommy Moore Parish. He was the pastor of Tommy Moore. He grew up in St. Rita. But you'll meet a lot of nice people.
How long has he been at Odillo's?
I don't know. Well, I've been there 8-9 years. He's been there ever since I've been there.
Wow, I remember you were selling your house. It seems like 2 years ago.
No, that was 2008, Skin.
Wow, are we getting old?
Yeah.
That was 10 years ago. That's not like, oh, it was like a couple years. That's 10 years.
Yeah,
oh,
man. I know.
Don't even
Come
tell
on,
me
guys.
But anyway, he's a but it's interesting to see the kids, because sometimes the kids are the lecterns. You know, the kids read the epistle and stuff. They're really not, they're, you know, a lot of times you'll go to a parish and the kid is reading and it's like, no way. These kids
are trained.
They are trained and they know exactly what they're saying. And it's like, wow. This, you know, I actually went backstage.
It's almost scary.
I didn't go backstage. I went into the sacristy. This kid, I said, that was great. You know, are you, what grade are you in? She goes, seventh. I said, that was incredible. I've never seen a seventh grader do that. And then Father Branken goes, this guy makes movies. anyway,
love it.
It's a great I love the parish. I love those kids. You'll meet all their parents. And they're real salt of the earth people.
The parents are cool because they like to party. And it's usually an excuse for them to get together and raise some money while having some
Saturday
fun.
Night.
And
that's terrific, yeah.
Yeah, and usually they have it like, I don't know, the last one I did was, I think... St. Bartholomew's?
St. Bart's, yeah.
St. Bart's, yeah.
That one was awesome.
Yeah.
There was one on the south side. I think St. Roberto, Robert Bellarmine.
Yeah, Bellarmine.
Bellarmine, yeah. That one got crazy.
Like, you should do Cajetan's.
Yeah, I haven't done Cajetan's.
I was at Christ the King about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Maybe 2 years. Who's that guy in Channel 9, Pat Tomasulo?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's very funny.
Well, he wasn't funny that night.
Oh, he wasn't?
No, he went over like a lead balloon.
Was he working blue?
Yeah, he right away, it's like, hey, you know what?
No.
There was some kids there and everything. It's hey, goofball, know your audience.
Yeah
you should know your audience.
I mean, I've done some of these parish shows where it is just the parents, like the... whatever club, like we did one to raise money for the uniforms or something like that.
Yeah.
And the head of the parents committee was like this blue collar, like union guy, serving up beers and they had
brats.
Like, yeah, beef sandwiches and stuff. Yeah. And he come up to me right before the show and he's like, just so you know, don't hold back. You can say whatever you want. We're in the gymnasium. We're not in the sacristy or whatever, you know? And I'm like, I'm just going, taking orders from the guy who booked me here. And then he was like, no, we encourage it.
Oh.
And I'm like, careful what you wish for, man.
You got to be
now,
careful.
Now, I didn't get blue because I could. And I didn't really get blue. I just didn't keep it completely PG-13 just because, you know what, it's easier to tell a story the way it's intended to be told versus the PG
version.
Yeah,
but this guy... I mean, it was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
I
want to make them laugh. And if they're not into like blue stuff, I'm not going to say blue stuff.
It was so blue, it was disgusting.
And it was probably embarrassing.
Yeah,
right?
It was embarrassing. Nobody was laughing. They're all looking at each other like.
I'm not going to say I've never done that. When I first started out, I did that. And you learn quick. Like,
Pat,
you just got to know your audience.
Do you know a comedian named Matt Cassane?
Matt Cassane.
He does a Chris Farley impersonation pretty much. Anyway, he was on our show, and he goes, Flood Brothers is your sponsor? I said, yeah. And he goes, you know, I got hired by them once to do a birthday party, And one of the guys now, do you know Bobby Flood? Bobby's a
I hear you give him shout outs in your commercials.
Okay. No, that's his his uncle.
Oh, okay.
But Bobby is also a comedian and a real wise guy. He pulls this guy, Matt Cassena, aside before the show and goes, I just want to let you know you can go as blue as you want. We want you to do that. And he goes, isn't this like your grandmother's retirement party or something? He goes, go for it, man. So he gets up there and unleashes F-bombs here and there. And the next thing you know, the Floods are like, get off the stage.
Yeah, I bet.
That's frankly
surprised he didn't end up in one of their garbage trucks.
Get out and don't ever come back. And Bobby Flood's in the back going, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, that's hilarious. See, now that's the thing. Even if I got there and they told me, hey, don't worry about keeping it clean, I still come prepared with a set.
Good.
Clean or not.
Well, because you're a pro.
And it's a set that I can do either way. But if it's like, hey, you don't have to worry about saying this or that, then it's like, okay, good. I don't have to, like, kind of, I could tell this story, and if I drop an F-bomb, it's not on purpose to, like, be
so
funny. It's just
moment.
Because that's kind of how I tell stories when I'm, like, in the moment, like at a party or something like
now,
that.
Now, do you have a few beers before you go on stage?
I mean, depends. If it's, like, a corporate gig and, you know, it's...
You want to get hired again.
Right. I may have like a beer or two if it's accepted, but I'm not going to go in there bomb. But, you know, like at a club or, you know, any bar show. Yeah, I like to have like two or three beers just to loosen up a little bit.
Well, you're a pro. You're not going to go up there and go crazy.
No. Yeah. I've done that before, too, and it never ends up. I remember one time I did three shows in one night, three different venues.
Oh, my God. You Didn't your mom used to drive you?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the other thing, too. Like, I used to live in the burbs. Anytime I have to go to a show, it's like you have to drive these things out there. And it's DUI city, anywhere past Harlem.
Yeah.
Okay? And once you get out of city limits, they literally will sit there
waiting for
and
you.
Just wait at a bar or whatever. Out here, they're like, ah, shots fired. You're lucky. Bye. You know, like, they'll just let you go.
Yeah. They're fighting real crime.
But your mom used to drive you.
She used to drive me. And one time I bombed. And she wouldn't drive me home. Yeah. She left me there. And this was before Uber and all that. And I was all the way in the sticks out in like Barrington or something. Penny Road Pub. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it.
No.
It's way out. It's like Fox Lake or something.
That's funny.
It was, I wasn't too
happy. You learned your lesson. You didn't bomb anymore.
I finally went home, wrote some real jokes, man.
One of my other favorite stories is you had to perform at some gay club.
Yeah.
And you kind of bombed.
Well,
there.
I did. I kind of bombed on purpose. Just because if I would have killed it, I may have offended a lot of people.
Yes.
I mean, some of the jokes I did were funny because they knew I was just joking. But
you said you got off stage and walked immediately to the nearest place to buy a pack of cigarettes.
As soon as I got done, I didn't even like look at anyone. And the host screwed up my name. He called me Pete Chase instead of Pat Chase.
And you
so
said,
I just
that's
went
just
with it.
Fine, Pete Chase.
I'm like, yep, I'm Pete Chase. Walked out the building, up the street,
Chase,
sweating profusely.
Flop sweat, I
was supposed
that's
to
called.
Do a half hour. I only did about 15, and they lit me at 10.
They lit you means they shine a light on you, like,
when
get
you're
off
supposed
the
to
street.
Be done. And
get
I was supposed to
street.
Do 30, and they hit me at 10 because I just was struggling. I never sweat that much on stage. To be honest.
Flap sweat. Yeah.
I think I lost like 20 pounds that night.
Well, that ain't going to happen
Thanks
at St. O'Doul's.
Thanks for bringing it up, Pooley. Okay. Well,
now, wait. Just to give the other side of the coin, I have seen Pat perform at the Improv in Schaumburg, full house, and just blow the doors off the joint. And Patty went to see him. He was terrific. Funny. It's funny stuff.
I'll tell you right now, this year has probably been one of the better years of comedy for me, just because...
How often do you perform, Pat?
So I'm up every week, every weekend pretty much, to try to do at least two, three nights during the week at local areas. But this year has been good because, like, last year towards the end, I didn't know what I was going to do for work. I have a job. I had one gig that was going to pay my rent into the next year, and that was it. And then I did that gig, and that was at the Improv New Year's Eve last year. and they booked me to headline a one-nighter.
Oh,
which
was that the one we went to?
Yeah, that was the one you went to. Said to do an hour.
Yeah, okay? An hour.
And you know, people are paying to see me now. I'm not opening for the
easy.
Headliner.
Yeah.
No, so that was humbling in its own. A, they asked me to do it, so they thought something.
Sure. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not sure. I just didn't believe in myself. I told them to push it back to like August. They're like, well, we got March 4th. I'm like, that's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Book it. I'm like, book it. We'll see if I can do it.
Well, dude, would you write all the stuff then in the next 2 weeks?
I did. I mean, I had like about 20 minutes of good stuff, and the rest I had to write, and some of it I jotted down like in the green room before I got on.
Really?
Just
really
because great? I felt it. And
well, the great thing about your act is you're just funny to be around. I mean, so it's not so much punchlines as it is stories.
Right, and it's more or less I kind of, my personality lets me get away with certain things. Yes. I just keep it honest. I'm real.
Yes, very
honest. If I
say
something offensive, you'll know that I really didn't mean it, I hope.
But you also can go very dark,
I can go
very
dark,
quickly, very dark.
But where it comes from is a happy place.
You were talking about
sense.
Your dad once. I was like, wait a minute,
whipping
easy.
Me with the belt. I yes. mean, hey, you never been whipped
but
with
the
belt. But
it was funny. It was funny at the same time. It's yeah. like, ooh, he just crossed the line.
Beating
folks.
Kids, man. It used to happen when I was a kid. I used to work at Jewel Osco.
Yes.
And like when a kid would wander into like the toy aisle. And his mom's just trying to get milk. She can't find him. And then she finds him. And I'd be like on the intercom, like, yeah, he's toy aisle. Real quick, there's a kid. He's about to get beat. And like moms used to be like, get over here. And like,
get to the toy aisle.
Yeah.
Did you
we
get
just
on the
came to get milk. And,
did you get on the intercom and tell her to stop it?
No, I'd tell all the other coworkers, like, come check this
check
out.
Check out the toy
this
aisle.
Kid's about
it's
to be
this
poor kid.
Beaten on aisle three.
Yeah, right.
In 5 minutes.
She whipped him all the way through the checkout line, put him on the conveyor belt so she could keep doing it.
Okay, keep hitting him. How about when you're in a store, though, and somebody starts beating on their kid? It's
oh, that's terrible.
Well, no. I'm telling
no,
you,
I've been in stores
spanking.
Where that's happened.
Yes. Like,
it's like please.
Excessive, but sometimes I'm like, are you going to smack that kid or am I? Because this time out, you know, we're at the store. Shut that kid up.
We're listening to Pat Chase, folks. He's a dangerous comedian.
I know we talked to you about this before, but just to refresh the listeners' memories, where did you grow up?
So I grew up just outside of Elgin, Illinois, which for those of you who don't know is far west suburb. Bartlett is a high school I went to. Technically, I grew up in Carroll Stream, which is right across the street from Bartlett. So I always make fun of Bartlett because
except you
it's
went
Bartlett.
To school.
I don't, you know.
It's Bartlett.
I don't doo-doo on the town that I lived in.
Oh,
doo-doo on the town that is adjacent.
Star. It was across the street.
Plus, it's all richer white people over there. It'd be like Forest Park and Oak Park, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or it's River Forest, right?
Yeah.
We're like the Forest Park. Bartlett's like the Oak Park, and St. Charles is like the River Forest.
And now you live in a lovely apartment above a great tavern. I won't give the name of it, but it's a pretty cool little tavern. That's got to be tempting.
It's extremely tempting. Been there 3 years now. My liver's still good. I've been there enough now. I invented a discount, the upstairs neighbor discount, which took me about 2 years and maybe $5,000 of drunken nights to finally get 10% off my $100 tab. And then I pay rent, too. And the same guy that owns my apartment owns the bar. So
oh, really?
He's getting my money.
Both ways.
I was hoping plug maybe we could.
It's St. Odilla's. When is it again?
So here we go. So this is the
Saturday,
October 20th at St. Odilla's.
23rd and East Avenue.
And doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30 sharp. Tickets, you can buy tickets at MikeyOComedy.com, or you can buy them after Mass or at the door, and it is a $25 donation. And if you ask me for free tickets, I'm going to tell you to go see Father Tony
Pranken
and he can tell you that
he'll
that's
straighten
not
you
right.
out.
Exactly.
I would be there, Pat, but I'll be in Ireland.
I understand. What about you, Skinny?
Good for you.
I actually will
Let's
be in Florida.
Okay.
I will.
All right. fair enough. Yeah. Why? Oh, that's right. You're going. Your hibernation starts soon, right?
No. I'm just going on there for a week with my brother John.
Just going on a 4 week like it's nothing. God.
No, 1 week.
He has a week off.
Yeah, he said a 4 week.
Next week is a best of show because the show wouldn't be the same without me. So Skinny figured, what the heck? I'm not even going to bother doing it.
The listenership
would go. Thank you. Thank you, Billy.
Finally.
All right, we got to take a break. You've been great. Stick around.
I definitely will.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hi, everybody. It's your old friend, Mike Houlihan. I'm talking on the phone with Ruth and Joyce O'Leary from Safira. Did I pronounce it right?
You did.
Okay, and they're playing at Gaelic Park Saturday, October 27th at 8 p.m. They are out of this world, literally. a couple of sisters. Who are dueling violinists, and you got to check out their stuff, folks. It's just terrific. But I'll give the website and everything off the air, but what I wanted to say is I was just looking and listening to some of the music today. Great stuff. And the serendipity of it is you guys grew up next door to our old friend, Sarah Hand.
That's right.
Yes. Just down the little boring, the little road.
Yeah, literally, I say 5 doors down.
Okay, she's terrific. And she's been helping us on the show for years and just a terrific gal. So when did you guys start? You started playing the fiddle, or no, the fiddle, the violin at 2 and a half?
Yes. Joyce started when I was 2 and a half. It was actually Ruth who started learning violin from her preschool teacher. And, me being the younger sister, I copied her.
Oh, great. Well, now you're now an international act, and it's just true. I was looking at you play with Andre Bocelli and Michael Bublé and Kanye West, who's from Chicago. and just do a Celtic Thunder, and it's a very interesting act. I was watching it. I was listening to you actually play the cut from, what was the Tarantino movie? Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Misery. On one of your albums. That's great.
Yeah, that is one of our favorites.
What is Saphira an Irish word? What is Saphira?
Saphira is the Spanish, believe it, Spanish god of creativity. And the reason why we came up with that name is because our very first album was actually mostly original material. So we were extremely creative at the very beginning of our albums. And then we started kind of branching out a little bit, trying to explore other genres and kind of making tracks like Misirlou our own. You know, like going from the Dick Dale version.
That's the one I just listened to, Misirlou.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's just terrific. So you have been, well, I don't want to ask the lady how old she is, but how long have you been playing together?
Well, we started kind of doing gigs together when I was 11 and Rachel was 15. We've been playing together since Joyce was 2.5 and I was 6, but maybe as a actually paid work, didn't start until Joyce was 11 and I was 15. And we started doing weddings in churches around Ireland.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And we actually tell all these stories during our show. We tell all the details.
We do.
It's kind of like the show is sort of like our journey from being babies playing violin together at home in the living room to, you know, playing international stages. So it is quite it's a really nice story.
Who booked you into Gaelic Park?
We actually met a lovely gentleman in Phoenix, Arizona. He came to one of our shows there, and he mentioned Gaelic Park to us. And Joyce, do you know what happened from there?
We got his details. He emailed us, and we emailed back, and he just told Gaelic Park how much he enjoyed our shows. So we just got something going, and
terrific! Yeah,
we're going to October 27th.
Saturday, October 27th, 8 o'clock. Everybody's got to get out there from Chicagoland. Go meet these ladies. They are terrific. Now, it's actually outside of Chicago, Gaelic Park. It's in Tinley Park, but it's close. I mean, it's part of Chicagoland. It's a great venue. You will love it, and everybody will come out to see you. Everybody get over to Gaelic Park to see Saphira. Saturday night, October 27th at 8 o'clock. It's going to be a show you will never forget. And go to their, what's the website?
Saphira.ie.
Oh, Saphira.ie, and it's Sephira. It is wild stuff, and they are beautiful young ladies. You will love it. All right, we'll talk to you soon, Gail.
Thank you.
God bless. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
and just having a blast here on the Skinny and Hooley Show. Hey, I want to remind everybody, aren't they great, Safira? And those are Sarah Hand's neighbors and Carrot McCross.
Oh, they're
great. Ruth and Joyce O'Leary. Thank you, Skinny. They've performed across the world, and they're favorites of Prince Albert of Monaco. And they've performed with Michael Bublé, Andre Bocelli, and Kanye West. Safira brings you a high-octane show of dueling violins and vocals October 27th, Saturday, October 27th at 8 p.m. at Gaelic Park. Tickets are $25 and tables can be reserved. I'm going to try and get over there. It's going to be terrific. So it's great to have them, and maybe we'll be hearing more about them in the future. Okay, Skin, you know what? Whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or any of those great saloons, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through their mist, and he says to me, "Hey, Wooly, who died?"
Holy, a guy that, a Carmel guy, Tommy Duhigg from Mount Carmel High School.
Yeah.
Born in Oak Lawn in 1968. He was only 50 years old, Holy. He survived by his, first of all, he survived by his three children, Megan, Thomas, and Maggie. He's a guy that had a big heart. His family wrote about him in the paper about what a great guy he was,
and
all kinds of terrific things they had to say about him. And anyways, he was from St. Germain's Parish in Oak Lawn.
Oh, it's Oak Lawn, okay.
And the funeral was at Lack and Sons on Roberts Road. So say a prayer. Buried yesterday, February 12th. So say a prayer for him. Tommy Duhigg, Mount Carmel High School, only 50 years old, Holy.
God rest his soul. Skinny, Christopher Danny Dignam, 95. Born in Dublin, passed away peacefully on October 6th, comforted by his friends and family. He's a beloved husband of Patricia and the loving father of Charles, James, Christopher, Colleen, and the late Mary. Danny was a beloved fixture and entertainer for the Irish-American community in and around Chicago since the 50s. He came to America in 53 after serving with the British Army in the North African campaign in the desert and in Egypt. He also saw action during the Italian campaign and was stationed in Italy during the surrender of Italian forces to the Allies. After World War II, Danny returned to Italy and settled in Naples for some time, where he lived and worked as a baker, and he later immigrated to Canada and finally Chicago, where he settled in St. Andrew's Parish. But he was a popular and well-known singer and entertainer in and around Chicago. On a regular basis, he appeared at Hibernian Hall, the Keyman's Club, the International Playhouse, and been a regular fixture throughout the years at the Irish American Heritage Center. Danny Dignam, God rest his soul, an amazing guy. I hope I live that long.
Holy, Harry Leo Bryce, 70 years old, of Beverly, died. He was waiting at Don Allen. He's the husband of Jennifer Duncan Bryce, children Kate, Andrew, and Kate and Andrew, and a number of siblings. Went to St. Ignatius High School, John Marshall Law School, who's originally from the 11th Ward, and a lifelong Sox fan. Harry Leo Bryce, say a prayer for him. Only 70 years old.
God rest his soul. A Skinny, now this one hits pretty close to home for me. Kathy DeAndre, Nee Smith, my old pal Jimmy DeAndre's wife. She died October 9th, the beloved wife of Jim for 47 years. The mother of Katie, Jim, Tina, and Lisa. I mean, I grew up with Kathy. I've known her since first or second grade. So many great memories of her and Jim. It seems like they were dating in first grade. So my heart goes out to Jimmy and his whole family. So God rest her soul, Kathy.
Say a prayer for Kathy.
And anybody else?
Holy, Mary Jane Jean Burns from Beverly. She was from St. Barnabas Church. Waked at Don Allen Funeral Home. She survived by her children, Francis, Georgina, Martha. She had 12 children, or 12 grandchildren and 12 great-grandchildren. I mean, she was 89 years old, so say a prayer for her. She was buried out of St. Barnabas Church.
God
Mary
rest
Jean
her
Burns.
All right, should we close up the crypt and take
Let's
another
close
break?
It up.
Close up the crypt. We'll take another break. We'll be right back on the Skinny and Hooley Show after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Yeah, I got to love that Brendan O'Brien, Riley's Daughter. I was just talking to him today.
They're the best.
Skinny.
How's he doing?
He's working like a dog. He's working his butt off. But they're having fun. So I understand Madonna High School, or Madonna, the Madonna Foundation has something going on, right?
Yeah, the Madonna Foundation, Julie, as you know, represents five Catholic schools. There's Josephine Academy of Sacred Heart Resurrection High School, Trinity High School, Regina Dominican, and Our Lady of Tepeyac. And what they do is they raise money and they give scholarships to kids that are in need at one of these Catholic schools. They're having a trivia night at Resurrection High School on Saturday, November 3rd, from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock, Resurrection High School, 7500 West Talcott. If you want any information, you call Betsy Garbrecht.
Betsy, she was on the show.
She was on our show, 331-318-5170. Betsy, 331-318-5170. They got a cash bar, Hooli. $25 a person to get in. It's trivia night, and you also they have a 50-50 raffle. If you don't know any
like
trivia,
a lot of fun. All right,
so don't forget.
What? And we
November
will plug
3rd.
That again as
yes.
we get closer to it. All right, we got one more break on the Skinny and Hooli Ho. Don't leave. Don't leave. We got some funny stuff coming up, so stick around.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooli Show. And we're Pat Chase, tell us what's going on.
Okay, so I'm here to promote my show at St. Odile's Parish in Berwyn. And that is
23rd and East Avenue.
23rd and East Avenue. That will be at, doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30.
October 20th.
October
20th. Have a blast,
it's
folks.
It's a Saturday night, $25 donation. Do not ask me a free ticket. I will not be your friend anymore because the proceeds benefit children of the school of St. Odile.
Very
right,
smart.
Thanks
kid.
So much, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
By.
Best no of luck. I wish
thanks
I could
to
be
our
there.
Sponsors,
we'll
and
you,
we
everybody.
Will
see you later.
Bye.
The Skinny and Hooli Show is recorded in front of a live audience.